comedy is a funny thing. The funniest movies or stand-up routines are usually the result of hours of work and dozens, if not hundreds or thousands, of rewrites. Improvisational comedy, on the other hand, works differently. The humor has to be created on the fly in front of an audience. And as Ozarks at Large's Emily Gallahan reports, improv comedy's popularity is at a high in Northwest Arkansas.
Improv comedy is a nationally popular form of entertainment, which has just recently started to grow in Northwest Arkansas. And in response to the growing interest, a few local groups are gathering together on Wednesday for an improv comedy night. Five groups will perform their own kind of improv comedy, two short form, two long form, and one which combines the two. Though these forms are different, they have the same basic concept. Completely unscripted comedy where the actors use audience suggestion and play off one another, making it up as they go along. Justin Cunningham, who helped put the event together, is the founder of the musical improv group called Sound Effects, which was created in November of last year.
We just started to get together in certain times in little random places and in parking lots, and started to workshop scenes using music and using song and dance and different types of instruments. And we had our first performance New Year's, actually, on the square, and it was with Artist Laboratory Theater. And we've been performing ever since New Year's.
Tyler Donovan, founder of the group Village of Idiots, was there for that New Year's performance, and he says that what he saw inspired him.
It was just amazing. I was blown away. So I was just so amazed by these guys. I said, that's what I want to do.
So he created a group of his own. Wednesday will actually be Village of Idiots' debut performance. But even though Tyler did it, not just anyone can start a successful improv group. There are certain skills that make or break improv performers. Donovan says, rather than try to be funny, these comedians have to be able to act like they really are in the ridiculous situations that their fellow actors put them in.
Well, if you know how to lie, you know how to do improv. All you do is lie.
No, actually, improv is more about being honest. As an actor, you have to believe it. So it's not about lying, it's about telling the truth. It's about, you know, accepting the situations that are given to you and dealing with it.
Cunningham agrees and says there's another key factor to successful improv.
One of the main rules in improv is a rule called yes and. And that means that whatever a person gives you, you have to add on to that. You have to accept what they gave you, and you have to continue to build on top of that. So if someone says, it's hot in here, and then you say, yeah, you didn't help out that scene. You just kind of negated, and you kind of stopped the scene. And when you yes and, it's like saying, it's hot in here, and the other person says, well, that's because we're inside a dog's mouth.
Sound Effects and Village of Idiots are just two of the groups performing on Wednesday. There's also Fun Bags and Naturally Improvable, the two short-form groups, and Believe, a long-form group made up of U of A students. So, what's the difference between short-form and long-form improv? Justin Cunningham explains.
Short-form is more like game-based improv, where you kind of tell a short story to get a quicker laugh, to kind of use different types of games, using music or using audience participation to help establish a game. And long form, you actually tell a long story, like a play.
Improv comedy, both long and short, is a very unique form of entertainment. But even though it is different from other kinds of comedy, it's been hugely successful. Cunningham says its popularity doesn't surprise him.
I think that what people love about improv is the aspect of creation. The audience feels like they're creating it as well, because usually with any improv group, they'll ask for an audience suggestion, and people will just start yelling out things. They'll want to contribute, and so the group will take that. They'll take what they've given them and make something out of it. And at the same time, I think the audience knows that what they're seeing will never be seen again, and that's what's kind of special to them.
This will be the first time that all of the local improv groups in Northwest Arkansas gather together for a performance. The event will be Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. at Scarpino's on West Avenue. Admission is $6. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Emily Gallahan.